If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I think we all agree Anonymous is going to go first on this because is wild. Anonymous, I understand why you want to be anonymous. Good morning.
Hey guys, yeah, good morning.
So you have
should know.
I'm not even gonna act like I know exactly all this, but Fatboy put up here on the screen. You feel as though you are your wife's guinea pig. Explain. What do you mean by that?
No, I am. I'm basically her just victim, and she's very just, I don't know, persuasive. Her deal is. Okay, remember, I think it was like last week, you guys had someone call in and his wife was all like roped into like conspiracy theories.
Oh, yeah.
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 So,
the poor guy.
Yeah, this is like, it reminds me of that, except this is actually happening and my wife is like just, she's testing me. I'm her guinea pig. And then I don't know where she gets this stuff, but she's getting all this like crazy crap information. I don't know, like her podcasts or whatever, like lady shows she watches, or just like, you know, her friends and stuff.
Yeah.
Basically, whatever, like the new thing, but it's not even like a big new thing. It's like some fringe, someone somewhere is doing this, and like someone else goes, oh, I tried it. Like some trend, mini trend. She'll try and like implement it around the house, and that, like, it starts with me. Oh.
Did you have to eat a Tide Pod or something? Hey, what was the trend?
All right. My name is...
shouldn't say your name.
Yeah.
No. Okay. I mean, what? She makes me bleach my anus. Okay?
Hang on.
Yeah. Okay. So she doesn't like make me with like a gun to my head.
Is she the bleacher?
She's not the bleacher.
Is that what bleacher creatures were back in the day?
She just didn't. She didn't shut up about it.
Do you mind? Why?
She picked this up somewhere, and I'm like, I'm sorry. Do I have a problem? That like, do you see something or like, or is my underwear in the laundry? I don't know what she's seen in the laundry.
That leads me to a question that I have to think about how I'm going to word it, and you may not even want to answer it. But is there ever in the bedroom or some kind of role reversal kind of stuff going on?
I'm going to be honest with you, but
don't have to answer that. But
no, I will, and the answer is no.
Okay,
so
you brought up like is there something going on that I need to know about? Because you've pointed this out to me. Like I had a girlfriend one time said, "Man, you know your posture really is bad."
What?
I mean, like,
what brought that on?
Looking through pictures of me sitting around slumped over like I'm a Weekend at Bernie's. Like, and I'm not even asleep. I'm just my bad posture. So it takes sometimes his laugh to the role reversal. People love it on the text line.
I get it.
What is there? So you said What about anything else? I mean, that's plenty.
The way she brought it up, too, you know, women don't beat around the bush. I imagine she just went to him and said, look, you got to get it bleached.
No, exactly. Like, no, she didn't say you got to get it bleached, like, directly, like, but she was, like, constantly, she would send me stupid articles and be like, it's better for, your prostate health and certain, there are certain cancers that, you know, like, maybe you need to, like, bleach your anus. Like, honey, you know, I don't know, like, and I'm like, you know, if I did that to her, you know, everybody would hear about it. It would be like, you're emotionally destroying her. You're horrible. You know, this is insane. But I took it. And, you know, after like the fifth time, I was like, all right.
The fifth. Did you fart and it smelled like a swimming pool?
Oh, my God.
Your laugh is great. Well, it's a little bit of Herman Munster and something else. I love it.
So you're saying it was preventative, because I'm thinking as a female how often I see that part of a guy, and it's not very often, ever.
It's about to be a lot more.
There's that time when you pretended to be a floor.
You know, I don't usually, like, show my anus off a lot. I agree.
Well, yeah. Since you're bending over, it's kind of not going to be in my face.
Like, your pants are going to be all the way down, and you got to be like, hut for that to even be.
At least she had reasoning behind it, yeah. I guess.
I know this is your wife and all of this. I mean, is that something she does? Or you said you're the guinea pig, so she's trying this all on you before she gets it done?
No, exactly, because the whole thing, she's framing it in, like, a quote-unquote men's health, out of men's health concern, like she's the expert or something. And that's not the only thing. Okay, so, like, on you know, she's always like, oh, men's health, and then and she'll say it that way, so it's like, oh, men's health doesn't get enough attention, and then, like, making it sound like she's doing me a favor, but then suddenly it backfires. She makes me drink grape juice to fight off erectile dysfunction that I don't even have. There's not a problem. But she's constantly, I was like, oh, hi, Welch's. Again, we meet, you know, in the fridge constantly. And this is this whole thing, like, I'm 9 years old again. I'm like, or could I have wine, maybe?
The word makes, though, each time. She makes me. So,
yeah.
Like, well, it's really tough to get around it. It's like a soft make, you know? It's not gun to my head.
Right.
There's a lot of pressure. There's just, it's like, forget about ninth grade peer pressure. This is beyond that. It's your wife, peer pressure is inescapable.
But to prevent something he doesn't even have is kind of weird.
Kind of strange.
Did she?
Yeah, and it's like giving me, I don't know. It's like, is there, like, hi, aren't we fine? I thought we were good. But, you know, according to her, I need to just constantly be drinking grape juice, I guess, or I'm going to have a limp noodle my whole life, evidently. I don't know.
Have you had a problem with that in the first place?
No, he said he's not even dealing with the...
Yeah,
so why would she make you do that? Okay.
That's strange. Now, she said, hey, I want you to drink pineapple juice. She'd be like, oh, okay, that's cool. That makes sense now. I get that. Unless it's upside down, which I don't even know what that means. What if you drink pineapple juice upside down?
Yeah, it'd be one thing if she's just like, oh, I just happen to, like, really be into grape juice or pineapple juice or something. But the fact that she ties it to this, like, this point she's trying to make, I can't help but, you know, feel a little bit self-conscious, because she, like, I'm apparently on impotence watch, you know, like, the alarm could go off at any time or something. Like, I don't know what her problem is.
He couldn't do this to her, like, in any regard.
Oh, gosh, no.
She'd give you the third degree.
No way could I, but, like, again, I wouldn't even want to, but
y'all have a very healthy sexual relationship?
Good.
Maybe.
Good.
It sounds like you really do. Like, she's like the first thing, you know, the bleaching of the butt, and then the other thing, like, it all somewhat goes a little bit as it's kind of sexual or whatever.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yeah, I can hear why you would say that, but it's not all kink.
No. Yeah,
there's more. Okay, so
there's more.
Yeah.
God, poor
you. So she got on this, like, this is like probably the worst one. She got on this, like, anti toilet paper kind of mentality, because she, I guess she like read how it was made, and they apparently used too much water, and maybe it's, I don't know what her thing is, like maybe sweatshops are involved or something. So now I'm living in a third world country. She wanted to switch to cloths to wipe with.
And
who has to wash the cloths, or you just throw them away? That's what I'm...
Yeah, we just throw them away.
That's not good for the environment either.
Yeah, that's what I said. I'm like, hi, what, you know. I mean, I'm one and done. That's not, I'm not going to fold it in, like,
that's
you know what I mean?
That's kind of expensive.
You probably don't show anything. I don't know what I'm saying.
That is the worst one.
Man, that is, but there, and I'm not trying to make a mountain out of a molehill, but like, have you, because you kept saying she makes me. Now, that could be construed as, I know I should just do this and not get into the argument kind of thing or whatever.
There's a lot of that.
Shout out to my dad in heaven. But a lot of it could be like, she's slowly, and I don't know her, obviously, but like, she's slowly breaking you down. Like, everything is like, we're going to do this, you're going to do this.
I think you've been more than accommodating. You have to like put a foot down at some point.
You start sleeping in your boots at night in the bed.
No, I know. It's like it's like a cult, and she's like destroying my personality step by step or something. Like, I don't know. I'm a little concerned.
It bothers me with the bacteria in your bathroom with the cloths, unless you have a diaper genie. That's not really sanitary or healthy.
Even
well, he is bleached, so it might not be as bad as like us going. No.
Still, though. All right.
No, I mean, it gets me to empty out the bathroom trash a lot more than I used to. I mean,
good God.
For sure. God. But it's like, why am I living like, I don't want to be mean to anyone, but like, you know, like a really poor part of the world where they don't have toilet paper. You know, this is my birthright. I'm an American. I should be allowed to.
You even it out by bleaching your butthole, though, because they don't do that.
It could be worse. You could have a water shortage and you only flush the toilet just a few times a day.
There are people that do that.
Yeah,
like,
that could
pay
be
the
horrible.
Minimum water bill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Old.
But why like make life so hard unnecessarily? Like, why can't I just live?
Are you referring to the grape juice again? come on, I'm gonna laugh. There you go. But it's you're laughing, we're having a good time, but it's bothering you. You've called us like out of the blue like this, and then the word makes is, you know, I would tell her like, hey, look, I've done all these things. I obviously am a go-getter and having fun and doing these things, but like, I don't want to do any more of it. I unless it's whatever, like, that's a controlling mechanism, I feel.
Like, don't apply
it's
everything
to me. It's also weird. Like, I'm reading so many women. I say women. They could be gay dudes.
Hopefully.
If my husband wanted his blank bleached out, I would be concerned about his sexuality. Meanwhile, she's wanting him to do it.
Yeah. Who's seeing
it? It's just odd, man. Okay.
I didn't really feel like as embarrassed about the whole thing before until you just said that. So
sorry.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that's That is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
So, you know how people were with the... And I want to quit saying it. I want to be very active in stopping to say the guy's name. The guy... If you're not going to say the name of the person that he murdered, we got to quit saying his name, too. And you know what I'm referring to. The CEO thing.
Oh, yeah.
I despise that. I despise that that's a documentary already. Like, on a real network. Like, insane. But nevertheless, there's a big... There's like maybe, I don't know what number to add it, maybe 15-20% of people that are like, well, that's what y'all get for being the evil that you are. All this just maddening stuff. And then those that aren't into that are the ones that are saying the climate change thing.
Yeah. Like, well, they were saying that, you know, their environmental restrictions there.
Right.
You know, could have, you know, well, actually was a direct cause to some of this.
Yeah.
I don't think it's really hitting home when you have celebrities talking about raising money or that they... It's really bad they lost their homes. It really is.
It's terrible. Can you imagine?
But, Pete, that's so much backlash on it.
What, owning a home there already?
Well, no. Like when you got the Mandy Moore situation where she talked about a GoFundMe link that she had shared. And people are like, well, you got money, you know. Why aren't you helping? And
yeah.
They're just, you get a lot of that. People don't feel as bad for the celebrities. That's
well,
for real people.
It also makes you like, who was it that I saw that they, their house was gone? And I was like, God, I'm surprised you're at. Oh, Ricky Lake.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, you lived in the Hollywood Hills, Ricky Lake. Like, you must have saved the money.
Yeah.
I mean,
she had a TV show.
I know, but like, you always hear the residuals of those are crap once you've been gone.
I read about a lady.
That was Kelly Clarkson.
Who was in her 80s. Who had been living in the same neighborhood for years. Now, there were celebrities that moved in and kind of bumped, but like, yeah. I'm surprised she could stay in there as far as the home value would have went up, taxes, all that stuff.
Yeah. So.
Stayed with her animals, too, died.
Oh, my God. That's so sad. I know.
I couldn't imagine.
That one I told you about, and I know why it hits close to home, but it's when that ranch was out there just in the Palisades. They were having to just release their horses to the wild because they're like,
oh, yeah.
At least they're going to have a chance. And I was like, oh, my God.
I saw a deer running on the streets, not knowing where to go. 24 is the death count as of now.
Okay. So it has. I was saying earlier, I was like, you know, thank God for that. I'm very glad because you see this devastation. Like, you know, you hear about those freeways and not being able to get in and out
The hard thing about it is the fire's fast and it's hot. And I remember having to drive as somebody was filming in the Oakland Hills. And you don't know which direction the wind is going to be going. So you think you can go down this road, but there are trees falling before, you know, that are on fire. And it's unbelievable. You know, and it happens within hours.
Do you, when you did that, and it may have changed now because you, you know, you've been right here beside me for, in 2 days, 22 years. In two days, it will be 22 years. I know.
It's the longest relationship I've ever had in my whole life.
Hell, me too. Literally. Literally. Except okay, my when I gave my life to Christ. When you do that, do you sign a special kind of thing? In other words, hey, Paige, now go to Oakland, cover the fires. Do you sign something saying, now if I get burned up, I won't sue Fox or whoever it was you worked for? It was Fox.
No, it's just part of your job. God. I mean,
that sucks.
I would. What, you can't turn them down either, can you?
No, when you get assigned to something, I wasn't a reporter at that time. I was just an intern, and I was driving.
Oh.
And I was actually, what happened is I was sending batteries to cameramen who were working on location, and then I was driving. And he goes, "We got to go somewhere else. We got to go film something." So we ended up right in the thick of it.
Do you ever have to go to Watts?
Yeah, that was L.A.
That is L.A.?
No, I was in...
Oh, yeah.
No, at that time, I wasn't working for the business show, but I did fly into L.A., but that was specifically business reported.
But according to my Sanford and Son map
dummy.
In my head, that I thought L.A. and Watts were close.
Yeah, but she was in Central Cali.
I was in Northern California, up in the Bay Area.
NorCal. Racket.
San Francisco.
The Bay Area.
All right.
But Oakland. I don't like...
San Rafael.
The way they're talking about it sucks to even bring up. The way they're talking about how some people passed away is really awful.
Yeah.
And like just, but you know, the whole thing too is just like what she's talking about with the winds.
Yeah.
The way these suckers start. I saw McDonald's that was burning up and it just whoosh. It just like spread because of the embers. They said it could travel up to 2 miles.
And if it happens at night and you're asleep, your house could burn down and you're not going to get out.
I wouldn't wake up. There's no way. I sleep through anything.
Yeah, but the
I'd wake up.
You'd wake up too late. I mean, a lot of people would because you just when you start to inhale that smoke. By that point, you're screwed.
They say that's what kills a lot of people before the fire.
Yeah,
the
inhalation.
Yeah, that word.
I'd rather, you know what? God, I wouldn't want to die that way. But if I had my druthers, I'd rather that than to just, you know, oh God.
You see the guy they caught?
Yeah, so... yes, I did.
So they caught somebody doing...
We can't say that guy did the whole thing. Now, there could be others that were involved in him, but I'm sitting here thinking, like, what if you're in a neighborhood and you have a that area? Obviously, the land is what the value is. Some of the houses, quite frankly, like crap that I saw. I mean, like Stars houses. You know, people were... popular in the 70s.
Yeah.
The house is, and everyone else's houses around you is burning down and yours isn't. Like, would you not maybe say, gosh, let's get some insurance money too and just start over? You want to set this house on fire and just leave?
Just torch all you. I mean, how could they go back? They can't inspect everyone for, I don't even know how they would prove an arson where it would start, but you know.
Well,
the one guy had a flamethrower.
Yeah, but just the one guy. So have they broke that down to like, was he working with, was there a sleeper cell?
There's been reports of other people, but it's mostly looting too.
That's the other thing. It's just like what we heard about in Western North Carolina with Helene. People trying to get up the mountain and see, that's the bad part. It's like a lot of people are trying to get up there to help and they were being stopped because they feared it could be looters. And that's where I was talking about earlier with the, forgive me, was it Venezuela or whatever where the gang is that like literally like, I'm not saying that the cops fear them, but like they run crap the way it seems they
talk
run.
About Trinidad, Aragua?
Yes. Is that Venezuela?
Yep.
Okay.
They run set that up in multiple states.
It seems like they run that the way that the Irish and Italian mob ran New York. I mean, it's like, when are you going to put a foot down say, like, no more of this crap? I mean, I know it's like, well, figure out homelessness too while you're at it, but still.
It's really odd to see the people for the town saying this is not happening when, look, it's like when they talked about certain people, what they were doing to cats in a certain town or other animals. There were people like, this is really happening.
So yeah. The Palisades fire, if that's what you're talking about, being intentionally the smaller fires that are set on outside the big fires.
That's the other
copycat
thing.
Fires.
They're different sections of, you know, I forgot about that. Until
so it's not one continuous fire. This is just different. Well, that would make sense with the wind.
Yeah, different parts of Los Angeles. They were talking about Brentwood. You know, that's where the, like, you know, other money athletes and celebrities live. And, but there were people trying to, I don't know how you stop it. I really don't. A lot of helicopters throwing the red stuff out, which I guess is sand. People with water in their yards. That's how they found the one guy with the hose in his hand when they found his body.
I know.
Awful. One guy was found by his son's bed. He couldn't leave his son.
Oh, my goodness.
The whole, they said the Palisades, it took decades to build. And it's just like, it's all gone.
What, because the coast is man-made?
I don't know.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
I wanted something to kind of get us into what we were going to do, but this doesn't really do that.
Not at all. No. You should have played Charmer if you wanted to do that.
Oh, I got it, too. I didn't even think about it. I was doing the cheap route, looking for something, you know, Tinder. We don't have any Michael Bolton, so I couldn't play that.
Oh, boy.
Thank God you didn't play Love Me, Tinder.
I almost did. I had it ready to go. Just let me throw this in. I don't like, I want to kind of butter you up a little bit. I don't know how evasive you're going to be.
Evasive. Boy, that's me.
Mm-hmm. It
you
could be
too much about me being a Scorpio.
Too cold, Scorpio.
No. It'd be nice.
So, it's been what? I think a few weeks? I don't think it's been a month, has it?
I will open it up for the first time today and tell you. I don't know where I would find that out, though. Yeah, it was a week after. No, it's not even been. It was the week after Christmas.
Okay.
Or like day or two after Christmas. And I know that sucks to even say, but it's just the truth. I was just bored.
I understand.
I mean, it literally was.
That was a good time to join.
You know what? Yeah, but it almost seems to some, and I don't care, but like, oh, was that your resolution? Nope. I was bored. I wasn't even looking for some action. I was just bored.
That was a good
looking for something to do.
Just
that's a good one to start on.
Just yeah, but see, yeah, but I've been told the opposite.
Oh, really?
I've been told that that's the one that is not anymore.
Did a man tell you that? Like a male?
Yeah, like, I know what you're gonna say.
What?
He wasn't getting anything, so he says it sucks.
Or he's trying to keep you off it so he can hog all the, you know.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That actually makes a lot of sense because he lives within the same town, so yeah.
Yep.
He's also married, so he shouldn't be on there.
Yeah,
I'm kidding.
Exactly. What's he doing?
Yeah, I'm kidding.
Have you gotten to the point where you feel like you kind of circled around? Because I feel like
drain.
Well, I feel like it's gonna throw you some you've already maybe said no to. Or
I don't think that. I don't know. Again, I don't Google. I should probably, but like what this like I accidentally super liked somebody on there, and because I got so
the hell is that?
It's a stupid thing where
super like.
Like, you know, the swipe left, swipe right thing.
Yeah.
But if on a lot of apps when you're looking at like. The crypto wallet that we use, to get out of it, you just swipe up.
Yep.
It takes off the screen. If you do that on somebody's profile on Tinder, it gives them a super like. And you're like, ah, oh, God. And what that means is it's like...
Shows you're interested, right?
But almost to a... Like, Paige, if you didn't ever hear from a guy, all of a sudden he sent you rather than just... It sounds so elementary to say. If he didn't send you a regular like, but he sent you a super like, that's a little...
I don't know.
Hey, you already know you're super liking me.
Wait,
so I couldn't take it away. So this girl probably thought I super liked her and didn't.
But
reply.
They're not going to know, right? Just the algorithm or the app's going to know.
So is it like a fast pass at Disney?
For her to, I'm not on that, so I don't know. Do you have to connect with her the same way?
My thinking going into it was the only things that would show up, and feel free, you veterans of the game, feel free to tell me if I'm wrong, because I sure I am. 1-800-774-0093. You can text or call, same number.
Same number.
The TLCMotors.com
text. Don't bitch about changing it. Same number.
We went over earlier how it's very simple to do.
We did this for you.
I thought that it would only show me... I have to quit saying girls too, because I mean, like, literally, I have to quit saying girls. Not because people might think you're, but it's like I'm looking for a woman, I ain't looking for a girl.
And you probably get a mix of both on there. A lot of young girls on there, like 20, 21, 22.
Not if you set that to your thing. So that's what I was going to, but I think I'm showing my cards too much if I say all that. I was going to tell you, like, what my settings were, but I don't know that.
Oh,
I
come
should.
On. If you're not happy with it, you might as well. This might change it. This might switch it up for you. You got guys on there too, like for friends?
Nope. I have that. I wish there was so many different things you could set up on here. Like, let me lay my phone down and just speak without it. I can't tell you the amount of. And I shared one with Fat Boy. Not shared one, but I told him.
Who do you tell?
The amount of women who. Will hit on you and then explain, and I have to look up what all these initials stand for on there. Like, I didn't know, like, I still haven't put my personality type on there because I don't know what all those letters stand for, and I haven't taken the time to Google it. But women will go in there and they'll flirt with you and then say, by the way, I'm in a, what is the term for it? They're in a relationship, open relationship or whatever?
Yeah, I guess that would be it.
But then this one said... But if you're satisfying me, he will be on the phone listening. I'm like,
what the hell?
And you're on long-term partner. Like, you already got that. It's so in that, and I can tell the fakes from the fakes already.
Oh, dang it. The bots are obvious.
Yes, very much so. The names will be, like, very, very international, like, where they don't, you can, it don't make sense. And then all the pictures are from foreign countries. So... Either that.
They're not real people.
Yeah, I need more American photos.
So if you joined it to kind of...
I'm looking for an American only. How about that?
I feel like
no offense.
You said you were bored, so I feel like you joined it to kick it around, and if something happens, it happens naturally. But did you really go through and set up a whole profile?
I didn't realize how judgmental. Yeah, yeah. Okay. I just didn't realize how judgmental I was. But I'm like, if you, it is
I'm
what it
so
is.
So picky.
If you, well, I am.
Fat boy
tells me that all the time. My maximum distance is 35 miles for those that are texting.
Well, that
I
makes
think
sense.
That's plenty.
I got to see like a couple of, you got a couple like rejects that you.
You don't get to see them again after you do that.
Oh, okay.
And my pickiness isn't just looks. I think it's the way you behave more than anything.
But you don't know that based off.
I know. That's the thing. That's why I don't want to do that because it's kind of a mystery and people lie.
Can you search by body type?
Nope. Okay. There's a lot of types you can't search by. And some people have to be very blatant in their bios.
They got to put it all out there. Like
they will basically say, "I'm only looking for this. If you're not this," but the one thing that really struck me as odd is the biggest thing that I've noticed the most is if you supported Donald Trump, you won't find a woman in Asheville, North Carolina. They all put it in there. It seems from Asheville. I'm not looking for a Trump supporter. If you voted for Trump, swipe. It's crazy.
Well, news alert, but I think if you're a dude, you might not find a woman in Asheville, North Carolina.
Well, the other thing is, like they'll show up. You read the bio, like, oh, right, and then you get down there and you look, and you're like, oh wow, you got all the boxes checked off as far as you know.
Like, what do you notice is going to turn you off? Because I got a feeling you're not accepting many women.
You're 1,000 like times it. Correct.
See, my problem.
And that sounds bougie, but if you know, you know. And I'm not talking about me, you know. But like, if you see, like, yeah, that wouldn't work. Or somebody had texted in earlier when I said that my miles was 35. Why would it just would never work dating somebody lived 100 miles away?
It wouldn't. But this is just for like,
I will put my hand on the Bible and my other one on my daddy's grave. I am not looking to just get laid. If that was what I was looking for, I could have done that the week after Christmas.
I thought that's
not saying that with any. I think most people probably could on there.
Just go out and just say, "Oh my God, I think I've had too much to drink."
That felt like this all Tinder was.
What's in my drink?
I thought it was a quick
You're
hookup.
Fine.
No,
but look, the whole.
I mean, it can be. I suppose
the whole landscape could have changed. Are you thinking about if you're well? See, I probably know the answer.
I don't.
To that.
Yeah, feel free. I don't care.
If you're gonna go like a serious trying to find somebody like a serious relationship, would you still go the route? You have to go the route of the other dating sites, right? Like a serious one.
Yeah,
you got to put money into.
So what is
the other one?
Something like that. But do those even work?
I don't know.
I know somebody who did that, and it was like they were just looking to get laid.
Yes,
the guys that she went out with were players.
What about Munch? Have you tried that one?
I've tried none. I've been on no dating sites.
If I were doing it,
first time I have.
I feel like I'd do it this way. I'd go on a site like that and just put everything down. What you do not like, what you'll accept.
Yeah.
I just want someone to be happy because I don't meet very many happy people. And I've been through so much that I don't want to go home and listen to someone else's problems for 2 hours.
How many happy relationships?
But if I read that on your bio, I would steer clear of you.
I know, right? And that's horrible.
I know, but it's the truth.
But that's how I feel.
I just want to call up and say this, just show this and kick ass, keep up the good work. I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all show every day. I'd be bored as hell.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.